I'm ready whenever.
Okay, well, you were looking at your phone, so.
Yeah, I was just, I said I was ready whenever 5 minutes ago. Mm-hmm. There's nothing important on my phone.
I mean, there's nothing important on anyone's phones.
So, yeah, just be like, hey, bitches, we're starting. Be like, oh.
Hey, bitches, we're starting.
Okay.
Greetings, Apropossi, and buckle up for the sex. It's the Apropos of Nothing podcast.
With your hosts,
Salsa,
James,
and Jenna. And that's about as much enthusiasm as you're going to get from me today.
Cool. What are we drinking?
Tonight, we have Cutwater Mango Margaritas, made with award-winning real spirits.
So last week we had the lime margaritas. So let's see how these compare.
Oh, that's
of real tequila.
I don't know how I feel about that. I don't. It's good.
I know how I feel about it.
It's very salty for the amount of mango that's in it, but it's like, and it's a strong mango, but like,
yeah.
Oh, man, did I get punched in the face by saltiness.
It is a lot saltier than I was expecting it to be. I thought it was going to be a lot sweeter, but I appreciate that a lot.
Yeah, I'm kind of digging it.
Yeah.
No, I'm full amounts digging it all over this. Yeah.
Yeah.
Strong win there for me.
That's, I mean, I'm going to keep drinking it, but at a much slower pace than I was originally intended.
Jenna's going to go through the whole can, just every sip. I don't know. It's
It's, well,
little more. Maybe I need to try a little more.
What's bothering me? Hang on. Yeah.
It's absolutely what's going on here.
Yeah. I mean,
someone with misophonia has just launched their headphones across the table. Yeah. Salsa.
What have you been up to?
Quite a few things.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know, right? Number one, my son and I got our third degree green belts.
Hell yeah.
Yay!
Wow. Yep, I'm super proud of that kid.
In Six Sigma, right? Sorry.
I get it.
No, I got it. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Doesn't mean I'm going to react. So yeah,
I tried.
Keep trying.
So this is the feedback part of the I feel cycle.
It's not net.
This is constructive criticism.
Oh God. I just about exploded into methodology. What now?
Oh. No, I know.
All right, fine. I'll just go back to my corner.
My son did that, and me too.
Congratulations.
I'm having a lot of fun. I really am. Good. I am also woefully out of shape and hurt myself.
Again?
Yeah.
Really?
Is it at least a different way?
It is a different, yeah.
Wow.
Oh,
we've been doing their kicks that, instead of being a strike that is straight out and back, it's the sweeping strike.
Oh, sure.
Yeah.
And my hips.
I was going to say.
The constant, the rotating in the hips it really was starting to wear on me there for a bit. But yeah, we did our test, and then like as the class progressed, my hips just got worse and worse, and I was like, thankfully we did the test at the beginning of the class, because I don't know if I can do it now.
You probably do that more for people your age and not ones Asher's age. And like, let's get the old people through.
Well, I mean, there's only like two old people in the class.
It's you and
do it for you. Yeah.
But yeah, no, it is honestly a lot of fun. I'm having a ton of fun just learning it and watching my son just absolutely into it. Like, he's loving every second of it. He gets frustrated at times, as kids will, but like, he'll come out and, you know, and I make a point every time before we sign kids up for the next group of things, just like, do you still want to do this? Because I'm not going to be that parent who's like, you got to keep doing it.
Yeah.
Once you're signed up, you're finishing that session.
Right.
Sure.
But if you're done, you're done.
Yeah.
I'm not going to force you. And he's like, no, I'm gonna get my black belt.
Awesome.
And it's like, cool. So yeah, no, I'm enjoying that a great deal. We had Pi Day was on the 14th. Some of you may have missed it. Hmm? Some of you may have noticed.
It's my anniversary of getting engaged.
Well, there you go. It's a good, easy way to know when you get your pie.
Remember,
pie is round, rings are round. Yep.
Mm-hmm. That's a good day to have your pie.
And it's a lot like life, really. Mm-hmm.
But yeah, we had my work wrapped their Pi Day and Patrick's Day celebration into one day. So,
gasp.
Yes.
So the pies drove the Irish out of
England.
So anyway,
somewhere.
Jenna.
Okay.
Oh, I'm so glad to be back in his good favorites. Didn't think I would recover from that Six Sigma thing, but here
compared
we are.
To that, Sigma was a great joke. Anyway,
thank you.
No, so we...
I strive to be slightly better than James.
You know, you achieve that, honestly.
not too hard. Yeah, but, yeah. No, so we went through our work day, and then near the afternoon, there was like an hour's time where we'd go up to the ninth floor, and they just had fucking pies everywhere.
Nice.
And we just had a whole bunch of pie. And then, like an hour later, we go down to the lobby where they have Guinness laid out. Which was great, except for the fact that all of the Guinness was in tubs of ice.
Oh, no.
I know, right?
Oh, sweet pea.
It's just like, why, America? Why? I don't...
This is beer, and beer needs to be cold. It needs to be ice cold, like the Rockies.
Yeah, so I had my free can of Guinness, and I was just like, I could have another one, or... I could go home where I have Guinness at the proper temperature waiting for me. Mm-hmm. So I did that. But it was just like, yay, free beer. Damn it. You were so close.
Yeah.
Because, yeah. Oh. I was watching a video on tasting whiskey and scotch and hell things yeah. like that. And they were talking about the American penchant for icing everything so you can't taste it, and and yeah, they had equally
look at the way we drink coffee.
Yeah, they had equally disparaging things to say about that. But anyway, so we did. Yeah, there was that, and then I had pie, and then I came home and I had more pie and more Guinness, and then over the weekend.
It's a hard life in the British Dental Association.
And then over the weekend, went to a PWHL game. It was my daughter's.
Wait, there was hockey involved.
I know, right?
Shit.
It was my daughter's team's end of year party.
Okay.
And we got a suite.
Sweet deal.
And I gotta say, it was pretty awesome. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Yeah.
It was genuinely, I mean, the X is an amazing arena.
Sure.
And those suites are really nice. And, you know, just hanging out with the people for one last hurrah of the year. You know, the girls got to, you know, have a good time. And awesome game. They won like 5-1, you know. So it was just lots of cheering and yelling and et cetera. And having just an absolute good old time. And. there was one point near the end of the game where things were starting to get a bit chippy, you know, and you know, there's a bit of pushing and shoving going on at the end of plays, and you know, there'd be some extracurriculars, and there'd be 13 girls all up in the suite balcony going, fight, 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 fight.
Excellent.
Amazing.
And I was laughing at this, and I happened to turn my head and saw a guy in the suite next to ours, like, and he and I made eye contact, and we just, like, both laughed about these 10-year-old girls all screaming, fight, 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 fight.
Frankly, I am delighted by this. This is my hope for the future, that 10-year-old girls everywhere can have this desire and drive for fights.
Yeah. No, it was fun.
Just, awesome.
Yeah. But
I was more concerned, I was looking around and more expecting to see disapproval in people, and this dude was like, he was amused, as he was into it, so we had a good laugh about
nice.
That. And then the you know how sometimes at a game like this they will have a youth hockey group do a little scrimmage between periods.
Yeah, you were telling us Lilibeth had done that.
Yeah, for one of the Whitecaps games last year when that was still a thing.
Right.
But yeah, they'll have, you know, the period will get done, actual players will leave the ice, and then they'll do 5 minutes of a youth group do a little half ice scrimmage before they fuck off and they bring the Zambonis out. But this
glad
was
they're not doing that at the same time.
Yeah. But this was Goalie Appreciation Day.
Aw. Oh.
So the youth hockey teams were all goalies.
Oh my god.
So they were scrimmaging in full gear. Goalie gear.
Oh my god, that's so good.
It was just as good as you're picturing.
Yeah.
Because they're all wearing huge pads that they look like, you know.
Just imagining a bunch of little hockey marshmallows.
Yeah, exactly.
Crashing into stuff.
That they look like, you know kids when they have to wear their Halloween costume over their coat.
Right.
Yep.
You know, it looked like they all looked like that with the big pads on their legs.
That's amazing.
And some of them were kind of figuring out how to use their other hand as to be able to use both hands on the stick. It's
right.
difficult to do, but you can. And some of them were just trying to one-hand it because you've got a big catching mitt in the other glove. It's hard to actually control a stick with it. So it was just like watching him try to figure out how to just do the basics while skating around in these big pads and everything. It was the best. Yeah. It was absolutely fantastic.
That's fantastic.
Loved every second of that.
That is delightful.
Yeah. But we got to be on the Jumbotron.
Aww.
Again, whole crowd of screaming girls all wearing matching uniforms at a game, at a women's professional game. Of course they're going to be on the Jumbotron at some point. So
fucking awesome.
And I was sitting right next to him, so I was on the Jumbotron too. Yeah, just for a second.
Good job on being tertiarily famous by way of your daughter.
Succeeding.
Way to ride her coattails.
Absolutely ride her coattails, yeah. No, it was genuine. We had such a great time, and it was a matinee game too. So there was no hurry to get out and get home and stuff like that. It was just we got done and everybody kind of just slowly meandered their way to the exits and still talking and having a good time. You know, it was a really fun weekend. We enjoyed every minute of it. I feel like there's other things. My wife did a lot of the St. Patrick's Day actual celebrations. I stayed home on St. Patrick's Day with the kids.
Because other people, yuck.
Well, also the kids.
They're lightweights.
More the kids. Made corned beef and potatoes and cabbage and soda bread and the whole nine yards. And
that sounds amazing.
It really, really was. And then I made Colcannon with the leftovers today. And
nice. That's how you do it.
Mm-hmm.
My mouth is watering.
Mine is too, but there's a lot of salt in this drink.
Mine is margarita-ing.
Yeah, still not sure how I feel about that.
Mm-hmm. It's good.
So, like I said, I'll drink it.
Yeah, I am enjoying it.
James, what about you? What have you been up to?
I was...
I figure I'll go last, because I got a whole lot.
Oh, no.
I was weirdly kind of peopled out this last weekend. Some part of that, I believe it was this last Tuesday that I did my stand-up set. It is occasionally hard to keep track of which fucking week it is. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Sure.
And ended up having a couple of off-the-cuff things as I was up there at the microphone that I really liked. That went really well. I got a couple of solid laughs from the audience.
Oh, progress. Good.
And,
yeah. Not just the polite chuckles, but like actual solid laughs.
Yeah, no. The grim, determined applause. So the set was all about being a himbo, and then it ended with, you know, and this is the reason why I know that that, like, if I ever had any doubt, I know that trans women are real women, trans men are real men, but if I ever had any doubt, instinctually, when someone hands me a flashlight that I've never had before, I do something stupid with it, and that is, I look directly into it as I turn it on, and that is an intensely himbo thing to do, and I have seen so many trans men do exactly the same thing. So, you know, went into it a little bit, but I was like, yeah, so trans men are real men. Trans himbos are real himbos. And that was, nice. That seemed like a good button on it.
Yeah. Nice.
There were a bunch of people there that I hadn't seen in quite a while. It was so nice to see them. But yeah, just had a lovely time there. And then Friday, I was like, maybe I don't want to go anywhere this weekend. Everyone I know is doing stuff. All of the musicians that I know are busy this weekend. But I want to see them. I want to eat great food. But I also don't want to be smashed into the corner of a tiny pub trying to hear over everyone talking and...
While the local college students are drinking green-tinted beer.
Drinking academically, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, like they're getting credit for it. Jesus. I
wasn't getting credit. Shit.
Yep.
Oh, damn it.
It's an externship.
Yeah, here's some Dos Equis with green food coloring in it. You're Irish.
I don't always drink Irish beer, but when I do, it's fucking Dos Equis with green food coloring. Yeah.
Oh, shit. Yeah.
So I just got a bunch of stuff done. And I hung out with Charles' best friend, former landlord, and Bear, former podcast co-host and excellent friend. And we played video games that made us laugh until we were weeping. Because of just the sheer ridiculousness of it. It's called Super Bunny Man. And it's kind of... you're both familiar with
Bunny Man?
Like, Quop?
Mm-hmm.
Quop?
Quop. Q-W-O-P. With the four keys on the keyboard, Q-W-O-P, you're trying to get a runner.
Yep. You control the knees and the feet of the runner.
Oh, shit.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, yep.
Mm-hmm. And there's definitely an art form to it. In this game, you control your angle of rotation. Whether you are grabbing onto something that is touching your hands, and whether your legs are retracted or extended.
And
comedy ensues. It's... because there is the possibility that as you are approaching the end goal... you will accidentally just fucking boot your co-op partner off of a cliff.
Mm-hmm. I feel like I've seen maybe something similar.
It's also kind of like Mount Your Friends or
something along those. Yeah.
It's a different game.
Experimentally physics puzzles.
Getting over it with Bennett Folly,
one of those.
You know, all of these games that are intentionally difficult to control.
Yeah,
yeah. It was exquisite. We were, I got into that like high pitched can't breathe laughing. It was real good. And then I helped Charles to reorganize his office and cleaned up a few things. And then on Sunday, played video games with friends and got chores done around the house and yard, and then we were invited to a dinner to thank us for taking good care of someone whose parent was doing poorly. Mm. And so we got brought to a sushi restaurant and told that we were not paying for anything and to order whatever our various organs, stomachs and hearts and so forth, desired.
Livers.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. So
onions.
I'm still a little full.
Well, I guess we all starts. Get one this evening.
I appreciate it.
I do not, sir. Mm-hmm. Anyway.
Yeah.
I'm more offended that you would think someone would have liver and onions at a sushi restaurant.
Those are your organs.
Yeah.
I don't have onions.
That explains a lot.
I wasn't born with onions.
That's why you're allergic to everything. Well, yeah.
That's okay. You also don't have a carrot, so.
I get it. I was going to say,
is that why my eyesight's so bad?
No. Okay. Not this time.
Okay.
No, but I. But the. The no, all children start with onions and garlic. Mm-hmm. So the. Jesus Christ.
I am so happy.
Yes, the two genders, onions and garlic.
No, I'm bad.
Yeah, and then you
I'm
throw in some that. Carrots yeah. and you got a mirepoix.
All right.
Fuck.
Yeah.
So what gender are you? Mirepoix.
Mirepoix. That's what it says on my license anyway.
Yeah. Sure.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Yeah.
This is what it's like, James.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and then I've just been...
You find a stranger in the house.
I've just been trying desperately to focus on work, but there are so many other interesting things in the world. I don't know if you knew this, but the world is full of interesting shit that isn't work. And I'm really struggling not to pay attention to anything and everything else, including building a teeny tiny retro computer. I want to design and print the shell for a little tiny screen that will connect to something that, you know, is like a 386 or a 486 and just run old DOS games on it and Microsoft Word, archaic Microsoft Word, or Lotus.
Jesus.
Yeah, yeah. Just
I thought of that in forever.
Yeah.
Probably a reason for that.
It's probably a reason for that. So, yeah, that's what I've been up to.
Sounds fun.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Jenna?
Should we be buckling in? How much time do we have? Are we going to...
Hold on. All right. Going to...
Everybody, grab your seats.
I'm going to assume the position here.
Sucker. all right,
at least I assume this is the position.
I get it.
Ha ha ha! Hopped up. Got one.
Fine. You know what, I'm just gonna sip this for a second.
How do you feel about it?
Yeah, still not sure.
All right.
Anyway, this weekend was St. Patrick's Day weekend.
The entire
weekend was St. Patrick's Day weekend. I started my St. Patrick's Day weekend. Actually, Thursday was pie day, and I had pizza luce. Mm-hmm. And
that's pie.
Yeah, that's pie.
Hell yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I ran into Scott Kiever there, mm-hmm. which was delightful.
Mm.
And I was like, yay, pie day. Set that aside. Put that in your pocket for later.
Okay.
So then Friday, I took off of work.
Hmm.
I also took today off of work.
These seem advisable.
Because I started my St. Patrick's Day weekend on Friday at noon.
Hell yeah.
Atta girl.
Yeah. So I, Friday at noon, or shortly before... Joe and I went to Morrissey's, because a band we knew, the Jameson Twins, were playing there at 1.
Hmm.
We assumed the bar would be open before 1. We were incorrect.
Ah.
So, we went to Brent Lake Bowl, which is basically Kitty Corner.
Mm-hmm.
I got more coffee.
You're going to need it.
Oh, yeah.
Right? And met up with a friend, and then we went back to Morrissey's, got in there, at one. The band was making faces at me through the window before they unlocked the doors, kind of a thing. It was delightful.
Hmm.
Now, the reason I knew about this particular band playing, they got scheduled Thursday morning.
Oh, goodness.
For a Friday gig.
Hmm.
There is a friend of ours who works with Jameson Distribution and Promotion.
Ooh.
Obviously, big weekend for him. So they had like a party bus thing happen for these representatives, distributors, whomever. Friday before everything got going proper, right? So apparently she had figured out that Morrissey's didn't have a band lined up for when she was bringing her party bus to Morrissey's. And she was like, give me a moment.
I might know someone.
I might know a few people. She works at a Renaissance festival. She might know a few people.
Yeah.
So yeah, she posted, got the Jameson twins, got them all booked.
Seems perfect.
Yeah, no, I mean, it match made in heaven.
Yeah. And it was the Jameson twins at the Jameson party bus thing.
Yeah,
that,
no, it's...
So basically, at 1 o'clock, Joe and I and his buddy, the three of us showed up, and we went into the bar and chatted with the band for a couple minutes, and then they started playing. And it was just the three of us.
Just the three.
For about 15 minutes.
We can make it if we try.
And then suddenly, a party bus full of people storm Morrissey's, and they are wearing green. And they are what you think of when you think of Americans celebrating St. Patrick's Day, right?
Oh,
there's headbands with clovers and the weird leprechaun hat thing.
With the flashing necklaces.
Yeah,
and the,
they were flashing. Yep. And it was the most, that. And you know what? More power to them.
Right.
Good on you. However you choose to clothe yourself for St. Patrick's Day, so long as you're not wearing orange, fine with it.
You're here.
So yeah, just one day you don't get to wear orange shoes.
Yep.
Someone ruined it for
that's
you.
Not too much to ask.
So then this band that had been playing acoustically, I was two tables in from them and could not hear them.
Mm-hmm.
So I went, I have never had problems hearing our buddy Jeffrey say anything ever.
Yeah.
Hmm.
I couldn't hear him.
Huh.
So I went up and I'm like, Jeffrey, friend, I've never said this to you before, but I can't hear you. He was like, oh, we'll fix that. So they spent a few minutes getting mic'd up.
Sure.
You know, and they'd prepared for it, but they weren't going to do it right off the bat when there was only
three
fucking people in the bar. Right?
Sure, amping up at that point is a little silly.
That was silly. So anyway, we get amped up, and they sound great. We can hear them now. It's fantastic.
Excellent.
Party bus is there until 2:30, at which point, p.m. This is actually important timeline stuff because they left at 2:30. The Jameson twins were scheduled until 3:00, and this huge mass of people leaves at 2:30, and there are. The original three of us and two other random people at a bar. So we upped it to 5.
Almost doubled, yeah.
Oh my god. Yeah, it was ridiculous. I could hear them much better after the party bus left. So it was nice to be able to because Morrissey is just a couple blocks away from where I live. So
sure,
I just walked down. Spent some time with my boyfriend, got to see a band that I like.
Well, and it sounds like you fulfilled a necessary function.
I did.
If you hadn't been there, they would have either A, not been playing when the group showed up.
Right.
Or B, playing to an empty room.
Right.
And either way, that's awkward.
That is awkward.
So they had an audience, they were playing already when the group showed up, so when the group showed up, the music was already going, you fulfilled a necessary role.
Absolutely. As a part of that, when the part of it, so the way Jameson's is set up, Morrison, woo, it was a long weekend. So Morrison has two rooms, and most everybody was in the one room, but the one room has like a divider for kind of the bar side and the booth side. So I was on the booth side, and when the party bus came in, they went directly to the bar side. And it's not, you know, it's not a full wall, it's like a half wall.
Yeah.
But it was definitely all of them over there, and then, like, me, Joe, and his buddy on the booth side. Like, that's just how that happened, right? But I'm listening to the band, and, like, they're playing Whiskey in the Jar, and I'm clapping along, and people are looking at me weird from the other side of the wall, and I'm like,
fuck you, I'm gonna
fuck you guys. I know how to band.
Get wrecked.
Yeah.
You're here on St. Patrick's Day. Some of us are professionals.
Yeah. That's accurate.
You merely adopted the St. Patrick's Day.
I was molded by it.
Truth. So, yeah, it was. I was glad I could be there for my friends. We got to catch up a little bit.
Nice.
And then I walked my boyfriend home. So this friend of ours actually gave us one of the Jameson swag bags.
Ooh.
Nice.
Yeah. And it was a sweet fucking swag bag.
I believe it,
too.
Yeah.
There was, Jameson has scarves.
Nice.
That are like a cream and a green stripe.
Nice.
Whatever, with the fancy embroidered Jameson. But
yeah,
it's
not
just the one side, like it's on both sides of the scarf, so you don't have that awkward interfacing.
Like the nice knit, like, soccer scarves, or?
Yeah.
Nice.
Like that, but also with the embroidered.
Sure,
the logo.
The patch, yep.
And yeah. So I got scarves, some fingerless gloves, a long sleeve shirt, a real swank fucking hoodie.
Nice.
Dang.
Yeah. Like it was a fantastic swag bag.
Cool, yeah.
Joe and I are still trying to figure out who's getting the hoodie. It might be the couple hoodie, and whoever gets to it first gets to wear it that day. But I had to go back so that I could grab a coat and swap out my scarves so that I could wear that Jameson scarf for the rest of the weekend.
Sure.
Because
when else am I going to fucking wear this thing, right?
Sure.
I was gifted an accessory for the evening, so I'm wearing it. So yeah, from there I got an Uber over to Kieran's, to listen to Four Pints Shy.
Mm-hmm.
Hell yes.
Ran into many, many friends. I danced with kids. Oh God. It was very adorable. The lead singer's wife, and children were there. Lead singer, bar and player. I don't know which he is at this point, but. I don't know, that guy.
Yeah.
Boron player for sure.
Mm.
One of the lead singers.
Yeah.
Depending on which song, I think, is really what it is. They kind of share it.
One of the lead vocalists. Yes.
Anyway, his wife and kids were there. So I ended up dancing with the kids.
Bottomless exuberance.
Oh, Jesus. I became the favorite that apparently they couldn't stop talking about me when they got home. Until they promptly passed out.
Oh, yeah.
You did those parents a favor, is what you're telling me.
Yeah, because I saw them the next day, too.
You performed a necessary function.
Yes. Look, I know what my job is.
Project management.
Like,
whatever she's doing.
Knows her shit, yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And, yeah, so he was like, yeah, and then they just passed out. And I was like, and this is my gift to you. So, very funny thing that happened to me that particular evening. I mean, I had a great time. A lot of my friends were there. I got to catch up with people I don't get to see on the regular. Danced with children, super fun time. But I was dancing with the kids, and I was like, all right, you guys, I need a break. I need to go to the bathroom. So, I went to the bathroom, and my heart rate is up, right? Because I've been dancing. Like, I did three songs in a row, and I am not built for that shit anymore. This is that cardio thing that I should be doing.
We don't even do that with DDR.
Right? So I'm sitting on the toilet, and my Fitbit goes off. And I reached my heartbeat rate like zone goal thing for the week, sitting on the toilet with my heart rate still elevated. I was like,
honestly,
yeah, that checks.
That's
out.
The dream.
It's yeah.
I usually need to eat a burrito for that to happen on the toilet.
Right?
maximum efficiency, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, well, sometimes you just got to move it a little to get things moving, if you know
I
what
suppose,
I mean.
Oh, I suppose, yeah.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Knock something loose.
Shake, shake, shake.
So, yeah. And then after that, I went to Kip's. Mm-hmm. To hear the Tim Malloys.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
I only got one set of theirs. But it was still good to see the Tim Malloys, and I got to see a kind of... It's an older crowd of people I used to hang out with and just don't as much anymore.
Mm-hmm.
I did run into CDS Scotchbringer there.
Oh, excellent.
So that was nice.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, some other people that I haven't seen for just a long time. Some of them a matter of years, some of them a matter of decades.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, it was nice. Just kind of a delightful hangout time. Some random gentleman bought me a drink.
Hey.
Zero expectations. He was just buying drinks for random people.
Sure,
and I'm
it.
Like, all right,
that's
buddy.
That's how you Patrick's
thank you.
Day.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, did that. Got back home. Attempted to talk to my boyfriend, but basically just passed the fuck out.
So it wasn't just the kids. It wasn't just the kids.
No, I tuckered
out, yeah.
myself out, yeah. too.
Oh, poor Jenna tuckered
I needed
out.
A nap.
Oh, yeah.
Yep.
It was just sleepy time.
Did you fall asleep just on the couch, or did you make it to bed?
Oh, I made it to bed.
Okay.
Kind
mostly.
Of, mostly.
One shoe off and one shoe on. Little,
no,
little
I did get down into my PJs, but like, I didn't go to the bathroom before I went to bed, which used to not be an issue, but now that I'm older,
yeah.
I don't go to the bathroom before I go to bed. Now I'm waking up like 3 hours later to get up and pee.
Mm-hmm.
So,
mm-hmm.
so yeah, then I got up to pee and then I was up for an hour and then I passed out again. But yeah. like, yeah. So, Saturday. yeah, that was just Friday, bitches.
Oh, yeah, no, it's...
yep.
Again.
Yeah, strap in.
This is... We're professionals here.
Yeah.
Some
so,
of us more than others.
Saturday, I called myself an Uber.
You're an Uber.
Thank you.
Thick.
apparently Salsa gets two tonight. All right. No, but...
Well, it's you don't get to do that anymore since Uber and Lyft left.
Yeah.
Yeah, but well... End of the month.
Yeah, I know.
But close enough. So,
that's
called
what
an Uber.
I think about that.
To bring me back to Kieran's.
Mm-hmm.
You remember Friday, I took an Uber to Kieran's.
Mm-hmm.
So, my Uber pulls up. I was like, car for Jenna. And he was like, Jenna. And I'm like, Ahmed.
Aww.
Same fucking Uber driver that picked me up for Kieran's
yesterday. We're going back for round two.
yep. We went back for Saturday.
All right.
So, yeah, he was like, so did you have a good time?
Yep.
I was like, yeah. He's like, and you're still going. I'm like, I'm still going. He's like, you're still planning on doing all threes? I'm like, all 3 days? I'm like, that's the goal, man. Like, no,
jeez.
We had a lovely... He remembered everything about
that's
this.
Amazing.
Oh, no, I believe it.
So, in fact, I wouldn't be surprised if he saw my name and went, nope, I'm grabbing that one because I need to know.
yeah, no, in the movie in my head, he's smiling and waving. But as soon as the door closes, he's like, oh, what a fucking crazy person.
Oh, God, yes. Absolutely, yes. So, yeah. So I got picked. The one thing I did forget to say about Friday night is that Top 10 is apparently happening at the Target Center. It's a basketball thing.
Ah, okay.
That.
Okay.
It
sounded like sound
Big Ten.
Big Ten, yeah, Big Ten. That I don't basketball, so
okay,
sure. Good enough. But that meant that Kieran's was excessively popular.
Jesus,
because they're right next to the Target Center.
Fuck.
So there's just all of these people all over. But I did, I met a lovely older couple from Nebraska.
Mm-hmm.
We shared a column together until a seat opened up for me and my friends. And they went off to go support their basketball team.
Well, all right.
And I learned that the Nebraska team is the Nebraska Huskers. And I was like, that is the most Nebraska representative name.
Shit.
You could have fucking...
Yeah.
It's that. That's yeah. just what Nebraska is, yeah, apparently, yeah.
It's the Nebraska Cornhuskers.
Yeah.
Yep.
I had no idea.
Oh, yeah. No, where I grew up, a lot of people went there for college.
Sure. They make a good lotion. So, anyway, Jenna, what were you up to?
Salsa gets two. You don't.
That's okay. He still has only had one.
Yeah.
Fair. But, yeah, so that was super cute from the night before. So Ahmed was like, I was telling him about how busy it was, and he was like, oh, I hope it's not that busy for you today.
It'll be worse.
it was busy, but because it was a noon show,
I was
getting there at like 11:30,
mm-hmm.
It wasn't nearly as bad as it could have been. So I showed up, and I walk in the door, and who should I see? But Salsa's wife.
Yay!
Yay!
It was like right early, and she was like, Jenna. Mm-hmm. And so I
not just my wife.
Well, I only saw your wife because your mother-in-law was standing near a table trying to make sure nobody else took it before your wife could work with the hostess to get the table. So, yeah, and I ended up doing that, too. So I got a table, like, a spot away from the rest of your family, but... yeah, your extended family.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, I basically got to crash a bit of a family birthday shenaniganery that happened. Got to hang out with Asher. It was delightful.
Aww. Yep, my son was there. Well, this is the point in time where my daughter and I are at the hockey game.
Yep.
And we actually had to go around the St. Paul Parade to get to the
Ash.
And so parking was kind of fun there. But since we were gone to that, my son and my wife went to go listen to the music and stuff like that.
But
he also crashed pretty hard. When he got home.
And here, so this is a delightful story about your son. He was enjoying himself. He claimed to be enjoying himself, but he was just standing there with his arms folded. Just kind of listening to the music.
Mm-hmm.
And we're like, hey, Asher, you having a good time? He's like, yeah. Uh-huh. And I was like, oh, well, there's the father.
Yep. All right. If you ever had any doubt.
And so, Raiderly was trying to get him to dance with her.
Yeah.
Raiderly was trying to get him to dance with her, and he's like, Mom, you're embarrassing me. So he's also starting to hit that age.
Yeah.
So have fun with that.
I will.
Yeah. So, then Rachel and Raiderly started dancing, and Asher's just like, grumpy face.
Yeah.
But yeah, I tried to get Asher to dance with me. That did not work. I didn't expect it to work. Honestly, I was okay with it not working because I was still tuckered out from the night before.
I needed another nap.
But that was delightful. I got to hang out with that group of people, and then there were other people. There were more people.
There's
so many friends.
All the music.
Every person on earth.
And then after that, I actually got a ride with somebody over to Merlin's.
Mm-hmm. Hey.
And I actually met up with Joe at Merlin's.
Mm.
And I got there because both Sycamore Gap and Inland Seas were playing at Merlin's.
Hell yeah.
Yeah.
Relatively back to back. And I was like, you know what? This will be
lovely.
Hell
of a double act, yeah.
I can go to one spot, listen to two bands that are going to be very complimentary of each other. Fantastic bands. Get my Irish on.
Mm-hmm.
They've got good food at Merlin's.
Damn right.
And yeah, like I was like, that's where I'm going to be Saturday. So I walk in the door and I had like three different tables being like, Jenna! And I'm like, ha, 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 ha. Oh God, where do I go?
Had to create a scheduling like, grid for visiting those tables.
Yeah, no, you gotta do the rounds.
Actually, though.
Oh, shit.
Kind of. I decided that my boyfriend got priority. That seems important.
You can see him any day.
Yeah, but he did show up specifically to meet up with me there. I had plans.
Fine.
To meet up there.
Fine.
So,
I guess.
Yeah. Then I did a little bit of table hopping. ended up at a table right in front of the band, which is not often my ideal location. I don't like being right in front of the amp.
Sure.
It's I'm too old for that shit.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But
that's a young kid's game.
It does mean that when the other people left the table, the band kind of just took over with us, and I became the holder of the band table.
Hey.
So when Inland Seas showed up during Sycamore Gap, I was like, "Hey guys, come over here. Got you some seats. It'll be great."
Nice.
And there was such a rotating cast of friends that showed up over the course of that day. There were some boothies that showed up. There were some old fest people that don't work there anymore. Mm. There was
my wife.
There was your wife and her sister again. Yep. I was like, second time today, third time this weekend. So, and Asher again.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And I did get to see our shared friend. She was delightful. And yeah, it was just rotating this way and that way. Towards the end of the evening, Seth and Scott from Four Pints Shy showed up. They were like, "Yeah, we thought we'd actually go out and see a band. I don't know, like
find out how the rest of you do this thing."
Yes.
And that was delightful because you know they're my old school friends.
Yeah. What do you mean you have to pay for your drinks? What the hell?
Oh man, so they showed up and at one point took a seat, and I was kind of giggling to myself because I was like. Scott's sitting in the same seat his wife was sitting in 2 hours previous. I was just like, meh, well, there you go.
He didn't even know.
Until I told him later. But
oh, yeah. Well, that'll do it.
But, yeah, I
and then he still didn't know because he couldn't hear you because the music was too loud.
But good. It was, for me, one of the highlights of that day was watching Scott and Seth do all of the audience response parts to Inland Seas and just kind of fucking with them a little bit. Because we were sitting at that front table.
Sure.
So when they were shouting audience response stuff, they were really basically in the band's face shouting audience response things. But, like, you could tell they were having a great time with it. Inland Seas was having fun. They were like, okay. This is fun. And then, that was basically Saturday. I did not pay for any drinks at Merlin's.
Nice.
Yeah, like, I didn't pay for any drinks at Morrissey's. I didn't pay for one of my two drinks at Kip's. Paid for all of my drinks at Kieran's.
Step up your game, Kieran's crowd.
Right? Jesus Christ. Didn't pay for anything at Morrissey's, and it just happened to be like how things... Like, Joe paid for the first part before he left. And then there was a ticket that came to the table that had everybody's stuff on it, and so one person was like, "I'll just pick it up, and we'll figure it out later. You owe me a drink." I'm like, "Great. Cool." So I didn't pay for that. And then I went up to the bar with Scott to get a drink, and Scott was like, "I'll just get this." And I'm like, I get the next round. And he was like, "All right." And then he went up to the bar without me later and got another round. And I was mad. I was legitimately angry. But
should have gone to the bar later and just gotten two and just walked up to him and set it in front of him and just boom.
But yeah, so I ended up not buying a drink at all at Merlin's.
Damn.
I know.
Jesus.
I think it's my St. Patty's Day luck because yeah. I started Friday at noon and kept going, so, you
luck
know.
Luck of the Irish.
But yeah, so that was Saturday.
Yep.
So Sunday, I ordered an Uber.
Mm-hmm.
It was not Ahmed.
Aww.
I was so sad. I was like, come on.
Come on, Ahmed. Come What's on, going Ahmed. On here?
I don't know. Maybe he took the day off.
It was even, Saturday. It was a little was a much for him, honestly.
Yeah. He was like, look, I want to know this chick's story, but yeah. not that bad.
I'm Second day, sleeping. He saw Jenna's name. He was like, I'm on that. Third day, he was like, no. Girl's got a problem, okay?
So I took an Uber to the Dubliner.
Mm-hmm. Is that an Irish bar?
Yes, a little bit. Hmm. Yeah. Surprise.
Yeah.
Vast majority of the places that I went to this weekend were Irish bars, James.
Wild.
It's as if I was celebrating an Irish holiday with Irish folk bands and decided that Irish bars were the places I would find those.
They should do this every year.
Damn it. So I went to the Dubliner, an Irish pub.
Good.
And I went there to hear Northerly Gales.
Mm.
I did not know this band. I'd never heard them before.
Mm-hmm.
They weren't even on my original schedule grid that I had posted.
Because of course you have a grid.
Yes.
Yes. Yeah.
Oh, yep. Did I not talk about the grid? I came up with a fucking grid of a bunch of different bands that I wanted to see
this
and where they were playing.
This is my fucking shocked face.
I know. And I put it on Facebook, and other people would be like, oh, what about this band? What about this band? So, like, it kept growing.
Oh, it was a living document. Yeah.
I had to keep swapping it up.
Mm-hmm.
Apparently, there was another person who also made a grid, and we had a lot of shared stuff, but Northerly Gales was on their grid, not on mine. And so I was like, I should go hear a band that I haven't heard before.
Hell
apparently
yeah.
There are Irish folk bands that aren't at the Renaissance Festival.
The hell you say?
Mm-hmm. So,
what?
I know.
But, like, one of the members used to be a festie.
I don't think so.
No, I don't.
I didn't recognize them.
So what?
I know. It's weird. It's really weird.
How can you be in an Irish band and not work at the Renaissance Festival?
I am extremely confused. And
apparently they've been around for, like, 8 to 10 years, somewhere in there. I can't remember. So.
Oh, so they used to work at the Renaissance Festival.
No, I don't think they did. That's right?
Oh, okay, I get it now. They used to work at a different Renaissance festival.
I don't think so.
Okay, but now you're scaring
maybe,
me.
I am
maybe.
A little scared.
I can't say for sure, but I don't... I just think it's a group of people that I liked Irish folk music and decided to play some. I just... It's really weird to me. Why are they... Okay. But they were lovely. It was a lovely band. I came in about 15 minutes after their set started.
And, so did their drummer.
Okay, okay, no, you get that one.
You get that
one. You get that
you
one.
You absolutely get that one. Well played.
Alley-oop.
You absolutely get that one.
Mm. Yeah, so I got there, and they didn't have a lot of seating. So... I grabbed one of the seating spots.
Mm-hmm.
There was a possibility of friends showing up. They called it, and that's fine. I went to the bar to get a drink, and like they had a Strongbow for $9, not tap, just in a goddamn can. And I was like, look, I expect my St. Patty's Day prices to be a little inflated, but that's, like, at Morrissey's it was $6.
Huh. Yeah.
So it's, like, sounds like it was a good thing you weren't buying drinks all weekend.
Oh, I wasn't complaining, but, like, the Dubliner, I was like, huh, that's a little bit much for what you're offering here, but all right. I know where I am, I know what day it is, fucking whatever. They didn't have food that I could see.
Okay.
They have their kitchen is down.
They have invisible food.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
I didn't find out until I left that there was a truck in the parking lot, like a food truck of some sort. But yeah, I was like, okay. Hmm. Like after about an hour and a half or so, I was like, I haven't eaten. There's no food here. My friends have decided they're going to sit this one out.
Can't do it, yeah.
This band is lovely, but I don't know any of them.
Sure.
Mm-hmm. I'm going to just go and get some food. But the one thing that was absolutely adorable and delightful was at the Dubliner, there was a couple that came in with their little, I'm going to guess, 1, maybe 2-month-old baby. Just a tiny baby. Such a tiny baby. I don't think this baby could have been older than 6 weeks.
It's
honestly
a bit.
This is a very tiny baby. And they had a little baby-sized tweed flat cap for the baby. Oh, my God. They put this cap on this baby.
Shit.
I thought about asking them if I could take a picture.
That's too adorable.
There are other people that did take pictures.
That's too fucking cute.
All right.
And I was like...
Where's my wife? We need another one.
She's about to shoot you down, sir. That's where she's at. She's fucking...
Okay, I hear what you're saying. Counterpoint. Tweed flat cap on the baby.
Tiny.
Yeah, tiny. Like tiny. A baby-sized tweed flat cap. It was so adorable. I was like, oh, well. Oh, God. If I don't hit menopause after this, I don't know what my body is doing.
Just dropped a carton of eggs.
Yeah.
In the middle of the aisle.
God.
Yeah.
Yeah. Shit, it was
so
cute.
I just dropped some eggs.
Mm-hmm. How did you get the... Okay, anyway.
Don't ask.
Gwyneth Paltrow?
You know what? No, don't answer. No. Don't answer that. I
was going to say Alabama, but
oh shit! Oh gosh!
I'm just gonna. So anyway, I.
Fuck! Oh.
I left the Dubliner. Got an Uber. Still wasn't Ahmed.
Fuck yeah.
Like, maybe I'll just get Ahmed this time.
Hold on. Wait. Ahmed?
Mm-hmm.
Are you okay? Where'd you go, Ahmed?
I'm sad.
No, are you there, Ahmed? It's me, Margaret.
We're getting a little worried about you. You weren't there the last two times.
Yeah.
Is everything okay?
Yeah.
Do you need a hug?
All right. So.
All right.
So I basically the last place I had to be was Metronome Brewing.
Okay.
Metronome, and apparently so downtown St. Paul, which I was like, do I really want to do that on St. Pat's Day? But whatever. I tried it anyway. Worked out fine because it's like over in Lower Town as opposed to. The west side of St. Paul where most of the shenanigans were happening. So Metronome is a brewing company that is very supportive of arts. Mm-hmm. Not quite a conservatory, maybe like a laid back art conservatory style supporter group. But, yeah, they have lots of musicians, startup bands,
Some shutdown
things.
Bands, some reboot bands.
Yeah, wouldn't be surprised, honestly. And my only problem is that they're a brewery, and so I really didn't have
not for you
much to drink there. But they had soda. It was fine.
Mm-hmm.
It's fine.
On St. Patrick's Day, I had soda. So I took an Uber there, but I wanted to get food. So I just went to a place called Egg Donut. And had a lovely, lovely breakfast. But it was such a weird juxtaposition to the rest of my weekend.
Did you choose egg or donut?
Egg.
Hey.
I actually got eggs and hash browns.
Mm-hmm.
It's quite lovely. And I got a sea turtle mocha, which is a turtle mocha with sea salt.
Mm. Oh, I see what they did there.
Dang. A dark mocha.
Fuck, that sounds so good.
Oh, it was incredible. Oh, they made it with almond milk. It was, yes. So yeah, and they actually they use True Stone. So
familiar.
They are using local.
Mm-hmm.
So I can support that.
Oh, that's amazing.
The sea turtle mocha?
No, sorry, I was looking at Metronome's website.
Yeah.
The room that they use for their performance room for the music and stuff.
Yeah, the downstairs performance area.
It's called Fingal's Cave.
Yep.
Fan fucking tastic. I love that. Are you familiar with Fingal's Cave?
I'm not.
It's in Scotland. They've got the Giant's Causeway?
Yes.
The basalt pillars that make
there's the legend of the giants.
So Fingal's Cave is made out of those basalt pillars. Oh. It's a cave, so it looks all basalty.
Basalty,
it's got the pillary.
Different from Google a regular pillory.
Yeah. Sorry, while I hit my microphone a few times.
To emphasize your point.
Yeah.
Punctuate your story.
No, it's a fantastic. I want to visit Fingal's Cave real fucking bad. No, that's fantastic. I was not familiar with Metronome at all.
It existed either. And I'm not, like, for me, it doesn't do a lot because I don't beer. Mm. But sure. I do like music. Mm. But the Dregs were playing there.
Oh, okay.
I've heard
so
of that.
After I had some lovely food and just this weird juxtaposition of quiet in the middle of my weekend shenanigans storm of Irish folk, I went to listen to the Dregs. I got there early. Got a seat. Then moved seats because another group of people sat awkwardly close to me and I wasn't comfortable with it. And then the Dregs showed up.
Yep.
And suddenly and chaos it ruined ensued. Everything.
As it will.
So, yeah, it was a fine
Tim Dregs. Rear ender.
God damn it. Just one time.
But you fuck one goat.
Yep. So anyway, but got to support the Dregs. And I had debated, like, I could have gone out to see the Timolois again.
Mm-hmm.
It would have been an Uber from downtown St. Paul to fucking St. Louis Park. And really, my house is right along the way. And I was like, if I was already at Kipps or if I was already on that side of the metro even.
Sure.
Might have been more likely.
I would have been tempted to do it anyway. Just because I don't know how many more they got in them.
Yeah. Well, I'd seen them on Friday. And if I hadn't seen them on Friday, I definitely would have done it Sunday.
Yeah.
But, yeah, because I did hit up the Friday and got a set.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I was like, all right, I'm going to go to bed. I'm tired. And I did. I got home.
Very fair.
Earlier than expected and was like, I'm going to take a nap. And that nap turned into me just passing the fuck out.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So that was the weekend overall. Today, I actually got invited out with some people that had been playing music over the weekend. Because I had the day off of work.
Nice.
So they got together at a Pizza Luce. And who should I run into? But Scott Kiever.
It's a bookend!
It's a bookend!
It's a motherfucking bookend!
It's a bookend!
It's accent day!
It's accent day! But yeah, so I was like, well, goddammit, Scott. We have to stop meeting in Pizza Luce's.
That's true.
And he was like, but Pizza Luce's are delicious. So I was like, this is correct. So, yeah. It was
quite a fucking adventure.
Fucking, I did so much this weekend, you guys. So much. And I will say, like, I had a very lovely time. It was so good to run into friends. Some people I hadn't seen for, like I said, decades, some of them. And we just started talking like no time had passed at all.
Mm-hmm.
Some people that I had seen mere hours before at a different location. Some people I got to meet somebody a friend of mine's dating. For the first time, so that was exciting.
That is exciting.
I think we approve of him. And it's important to judge your friend's dating choices. It's one of your jobs.
Harshly,
yes. So yeah, like, and again, just a mix of people that, I don't know, like, friends and community are important in my life, so it was nice to be able to.
Because
I don't really, I don't do St. Patrick's Day for the green beer.
Right.
I don't do it to celebrate an Irish culture heritage thing. Mm-hmm. I don't have.
Mm-hmm.
I do it for the community and the friends and the support. It is my weekend celebration of community. So yeah, it was lovely to be able to do that. And after this podcast, I plan on once again passing the fuck out.
Oh god, that sounds so good.
I know, right?
All right. Well, Jenna needs a nap, so I think we'll take a break and come back after she wakes up.
Oh god. Break. 3 days later. Yeah,
a piece of that. Ladies and gentlemen, Brandon Patton was kind enough to give us the music for this episode and every episode. You can see what he's up to at brandonpatton.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast on iTunes, but especially you can help us out by rating our show. Check out our merch. You can go to society6.com/AON podcast.
Hey, everybody. You should like us on Facebook, apropos of nothing. You could follow us on Twitter at AON Podcast, or you could join our Steam group at AON Podcast. Search for Apropos of Nothing.
If you guys like what you heard, you can visit us on our website at aonpodcast.com. If you want to talk to us directly, you can send us an email at either Jenna, Salsa, or James at aonpodcast.com, or collectively at feedback@aonpodcast.com.
You are next, but I'm not going to tell you when.
Jesus fucking Christ!
This took a turn.
Wow.
That escalated really quickly.
Oh, I forgot. She doesn't know how to drive stick, so I'm safe for at least another hour.
Fucking, I'll call Ahmed. He can come pick my ass up. Pick before Uber gets shut down.
He'll want to hear the whole weekend.
Yeah, I'll get him caught up on everything.
All right.
Well, I mean, he listens to the podcast, so
he does now.
Yeah. I bet. He's on his way right now. Is that a text I just got? Hold up.
Oh, shit.
James, sit.
Hey, Ahmed.
Sit.
Oh.
And we're back. I'm Salsa.
I'm James.
And I'm Jenna.
And it's time for a Fast Five.
Fuck.
What is happening?
I don't know.
Today's Fast Five comes to us from... Oh, just a person named Stefan Senpai.
Senpai!
Woohoo!
All right, opening thoughts.
Yes.
Oh, no. The less time I have to write, the stronger the theme.
Ooh. Oh,
I know.
That's concerning.
Question number one.
Okay.
Marvel or DC?
Oh, shit. Why do you make me choose between my babies?
I've always been a Marvel guy. I've always found Marvel to be a bit more nuanced and like so much of DC was very like black and white, like you're either the Boy Scout or the very one-dimensional bad guy, and Marvel always had these like, you're good, but are you?
Yeah, somebody looked into it. I was listening to somebody talking about it, and they were like, I'm pretty sure that the only Marvel character that hasn't cheated on their partner is the Kingpin.
Oh, God.
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
It's just real fucked up.
Yeah, that's really depressing.
DC is like...
Something like that,
DC is all Boy Scouts. It's Superman, Boy Scout, Aquaman, Boy Scout, Green Lantern.
Marvel has complexity and nuance to reflect the breadth and depth of humanity.
Marvel had the Punisher.
DC.
And it was like,
has nuance because Marvel has nuance.
Yeah, no, exactly.
It was a response
to what Marvel was doing.
It does feel I watched Aquaman too. And like,
not nearly enough shirtless.
So mad about that. They needed Jason Momoa to talk to that baby for at least another 10 minutes to get away with that bullshit.
Jesus. Charging you full price for the rental.
A part of watching that movie, I was like, it really feels like they're trying to steal Marvel themes poorly.
Yeah.
I was like, oh, god damn it. And wish discount humanitarian themes.
And that's not to say that Marvel is doing everything right. Don't get me wrong.
No.
Like, I mean, Morbius and Madame Web have shown that to be true. But, like, they still have just, like, they had ideas that DC didn't have until they saw someone else do it. And they went,
But it strikes me very much as the dichotomy between Pixar and DreamWorks, where DreamWorks has good properties.
Sure,
they do good things. They have novel concepts. But ultimately, like, when you think of CG animated pictures that are emotionally
and very
connected,
similar. Not
nuanced.
Every Pixar has been, gold. But generally, you get a pretty good product out of it.
But DreamWorks are, we have a sassy animal raise an eyebrow on the poster, and your kids are going to want to see it.
I'm going to go Marvel, but that is almost purely because of X-Men.
X-Men is really...
Yeah. And the 1990s cartoon. If I had to... Oh, fuck. What if you have to pick between X-Men the cartoon and the Batman animated series?
X-Men.
Shit.
X-Men were my introduction to comic books. And
yeah.
It wasn't the animated series either. It was juice boxes.
Really?
I was at a choir, either a choir competition or a band competition.
Okay.
I was in both. I did both all through elementary, or sorry, junior high and high school.
Okay.
But it was either a band or choir, a music competition that we were at. The juice boxes that they had like this cut-outable card.
Oh, sure.
Like trading card on the back of different...
Which is really similar to the trading cards of the X-Men trading cards that you would buy packs of.
But it was this X-Men trading card on the back of a juice box.
Yeah.
And I saw my friend, my best friend at the time, like, going through the trash collecting these juice boxes so he could collect the cards. And I was like, what are you doing? And he was like, oh, these cards. And I was like, what's that? And he told me all about it. I was like, that's really interesting. Yeah. Tell me more. And so I collected all of the juice boxes. So we both went home with a box of just dirty juice boxes. It was terrible.
Kids are gross. It's fine.
But that's how I got into comic books is right there.
Is dumpster diving.
Dumpster diving for juice box trading cards. It was X-Men. And I still remember, like, the Apocalypse card and him telling me all about Apocalypse.
Jeez.
And I was just like, Apocalypse is the best
that
ever.
That whole arc. Wow.
Yeah.
Until
the movies. We don't talk about that.
No, we don't talk about that.
But the comic books, he's fucking cool. Anyway.
God, I wanted those movies to be better.
Yeah. But X-Men. X-Men was my key gateway into comic books. And so, I'll always have a soft spot in my heart for them.
Sure. I think the first comic book that I ever owned was an X-Men comic book, so I've got to go with Marvel.
Mm. Yeah, I'm pretty sure.
Like, I watched both of those cartoons. I was shoulder deep in those, but yeah. So,
all right.
Yeah.
Question number two: new or ultimate? think Ultimate for me. This sounds like a Spider-Man. Like Ultimate Spider-Man?
Mm-hmm.
Is there a new Spider-Man, though? Mm. Am I going off the wrong direction here?
The Amazing New Spider-Man?
Yeah, it's Amazing and Ultimate. Is there a new...
Well, I mean, it may just be like Miles Morales. Theatrical, which is honestly one of the fucking most jaw-dropping.
No, those are really good, yeah.
Ah, shit.
They will, even the video games, like there's Spider-Man 2 is a Miles Morales, and, oh, and both of those are really good.
Yeah, it's supposed to be one of the best video games of the year.
Yeah, no, they're fantastic.
Jesus, which is so rare for a comic book movie.
I know, right?
To have a video game spinoff
Both of the Spider-Man, like the more recent Spider-Man games have been just real good.
Fuck. All right.
I still like Ultimate. Like, the Ultimate Spider-Man, I liked those.
I might go...
What did you like about them?
Hmm. That's a good question. Shit.
I felt like it happened at that... And a lot of it is a right place, right time.
Yeah.
For me, more than anything.
Sure thing.
Is like so many things, comic books get so bogged down in themselves that they need to reboot. And Ultimate was rebooting right around the time that I was getting into Spider-Man.
Okay.
Yeah.
So it was a time for me to cleanse my palate and go, I'm starting fresh. I don't have to know everything about everything in order to get into this.
Yeah,
it's clean, it's starting new. And I can kind of get in on the ground floor of it's the ground floor of a very large
tall building. Yeah.
But it was just like the art style and it had more of those like bright colors and the bold lines and
If we're talking about Spider-Man, I'm going to have to go with new. One, because artistically, the art, subtle things about the art are so fucking incredible.
Are you talking about the more angular art that's kind of thing now?
No, I'm talking about, especially in the... in these most recent animated films, specific art choices, like even down to the frame rate or down to how they express color in a given space through dots or through fills or...
Are you talking about the movies, like Into the Spider-Verse?
Yeah, the Spider-Verse movies.
Yeah. Also,
more than anything, the fucking sense of humor... those movies, they
absolutely.
I laugh, and it just taps into some like childhood part of me.
Definitely.
That just loves the random fucking weirdness. It's the same part of me that loved Earthworm Jim, Invader Zim, and Freakazoid, and that.
Yeah,
kind
no,
of stuff.
The humor is spot on. Don't get but the art style. Of those that very angular, very like stretched out
in places.
I have a hard time enjoying it
because I love it. I'm actually with James on
that's fine. I'm just
especially across the Spider-Verse.
I can't get into
having
it.
All of the different drawing styles of Spider-Man.
Yeah,
and definitely.
Hobie and just like the. Almost like a Sex Pistols album cover, but drawn as a style of Spider-Man. It's fucking...
I appreciate that.
So good.
Very much. But the baseline art style, and I mean, that's a baseline art style. Yeah. Like the new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles is that same thing. And stuff.
It's weirdly similar, yeah.
I don't like it.
I liked new Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles not as much as I liked new Spider-Man.
Mm-hmm.
But also, this is one of the first comic book movies in a long time that I have found myself... like theorizing what the answer to specific things is. Like, where is this going? Who is this person? How did we get to this place? What's the backstory behind, you know, and are we going to find out that this person is actually this, or that this is the thing? Like, I had conversations with friends about it, and that means it's working. Like, the tingle means it's working.
Very much so.
Yeah.
Yeah.
As gross and commoditized as that is, like, I'm talking about it. Yep. Okay.
The story for me is, I love the artwork. I'm with you on the artwork, mm-hmm. but somehow how it's all portrayed, having grown up in more poverty-stricken areas, like, mm-hmm. the vibe feels better.
Yeah.
The story clicks better for a lower-class upbringing and area.
Jeez, yeah.
Like, that just feels more real to me.
It's a more accessible Spider-Man for people who didn't grow up
in affluent. I'm not even going to say accessible. It just speaks to it better.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know? So that's why I'm going there.
Mm-hmm. No, I think that's, getting back to the first question, I think that's something that Marvel does really well is mm-hmm. really, when they do have that, mm-hmm. that new generation, they are able to take what is going on in the world and really meld with it, because they're not one-dimensional. Mm-hmm. You know, they have a lot of depth. And so when you stick them into a new environment and give them problems of today, they fit. Because they're a fully fleshed, fully realized person with nuance. So.
I appreciate that they have a gay Superman, and I want them to keep doing that. I don't know that it affects...
Wasn't he always?
...the character. I don't think it changes the character or his experience, which honestly
but I'm is not kind talking about relief. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about the world is different. You know, the problems that people have are different.
Yeah.
Right? You know. All right. Question number 3. Vertigo or Epic?
Ooh, we are talking about comic books.
Oh yeah, no, this one's an easy one for me. This is Vertigo.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah. I like Vertigo.
I think I've picked up a lot more Vertigo comics. Mm-hmm.
I think I also own
the correct answer here is Dark Horse, but it's Vertigo.
Image. Yes. I picked up so many Image comics, I'm pretty sure I put their kids through fucking college.
Yeah, no,
at
Vertigo.
At least art school.
Vertigo for me.
But yeah, I would say Vertigo. I picked up... I still have... I think a pretty strong collection of Vertigo comics.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I think I still have a pretty solid collection of Vertigo myself.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right.
All right. That was easier.
Yeah. I'm actually having a hard time drawing to mind any Epic names.
I was trying to think if they did. They didn't do the Max, because that's another Image comic. I'm pretty sure they might have done stuff like Bone with a question mark audibly placed at the end. I am aware of them. I'm sure I know some IPs.
I'm just like sitting here going. Yeah.
Right.
What is an Epic IP? And I'm just like,
it's like if somebody's like, tell me a joke, and you go,
I know that. You say one, and I'll go, oh yeah, that one.
Yeah,
but I just like sitting here trying to conjure up when I'm actually struggling with it.
Yep.
Okay. Anyway, question number 4: collecting or organizing?
Organizing.
I'm actually going to go organizing too, and here's why.
Okay.
I don't own any comic books.
Oh. Hmm.
I own a few graphic novels. But I do not own any comic books. The graphic novels I own are like Invader Zim,
mm-hmm.
Scott Pilgrim.
Sure.
You know. But I do, like, all of the ones I've been talking about, like, all of the Vertigo comics, all of the Spider-Man, all of the X-Men and stuff like that, I don't actually own any of those.
Okay.
I have read them a lot in various mediums, online, friends, stuff like that, but I don't actually own any of them.
Mm-hmm.
I have Watchmen, you know, at home, in upstairs. But I do, a lot of the ones I've been enjoying comic books my whole life, and I don't own any, which is bizarre.
Yeah.
So I'd have to. So collecting is not really my thing. I don't really collect comic books, but I would organize the shit out of them.
Man.
This is why I know Epic. Sam and Max.
Oh, okay. Sam and Max.
Yep. Okay. All right.
Not bad, but I would still go with a lot of the Vertigos.
Absolutely. organizing or collecting, I have kind of the same problem with collecting that I do with, you know, catching every episode of a series before we were able to just binge them off of Netflix. You know, you would have these series with huge character arcs and that kind of stuff, and then maybe you would get to see the episodes in order, but probably not. And having to buy every issue of a comic stresses me the fuck out. I know that there are people who love it, and you get to see cover art, and there's all kinds of like cool things about it, and I love the idea of it, but the actuality of it, having to remember to do that every month, or having to order back issues and things like that, stresses me out. I think I would much rather. It sounds like what you do is you get the big, the thick book.
Getting the big compendium graphic novels or something like that is
that's more where I'm.
But I don't even have any of the compendium graphic novels. I have the standalone graphic novels. Like I have Watchmen.
Yes. Yeah.
You know, I have.
That's the kind of thing I'm talking.
I also have Watchmen. Yeah.
Yeah. But
or like the 10 collected editions of Sandman.
Yeah, I like think Mouse.
10 books or something.
You know, we have Mouse.
Sure.
Yes. Like,
those are the kinds of things that I have. Because whenever I look, whenever I go and I go, oh, Spider-Man. And I look and it's three shelves. Even as graphic novels. I'm just like, it's too much.
It is. Sure. It is. It's a fucking, it's overwhelming.
It is.
Yeah.
And so I get like standalone graphic novels.
It would be like trying to start watching The Expanse right now or watch, you know, one of these, or like getting caught up on fucking General Hospital.
Yeah. Coronation Street. The Young and the Restless. Jesus starting on Christ. Episode one. Go.
Fuck.
Like, no. So, exactly.
Yeah. And I have the same sort of feeling. So I love organizing comics and magazines and that kind of stuff.
How do you organize your comics?
Lock number, duh. I worked in a library, motherfucker. Oh, okay. This is my realm.
Okay.
All right.
I mean, that is the correct answer. It's not my answer, but it is the correct answer.
That's why I loved working in a library, because I get to organize the shit out of stuff. It was great.
Mine are not organized by publisher, which I understand is... Right, is a crime. And that's
you're correct.
Fucking fine. I organize them by series title.
Okay.
Alphabetically or
alphabetically?
Okay.
Because here's the thing: is that every series has like 50 different authors.
Yeah.
And I don't have a complete run of anything. So that's not going to happen. And you should, if you're going to organize it by author, it's just as valid to organize it by who the artist is.
Yeah.
Because, sure. Like, some of my favorite, the Dirty Pair anime-styled comics, I have both some of the original Japanese and also some of the American ones, and totally different artists.
Absolutely.
It is a
visual medium.
If somebody wants to get a fucking Batman comic, you know, how are you gonna do that?
Mm-hmm.
They're not necessarily gonna want to look under the publisher. They're gonna look under B for Batman, fine.
Definitely.
So, yeah, B for Batman. Always B for Batman, unless you can be Turbo Dog, and then be Turbo Dog.
Right.
Question number five.
Five.
Bequeath.
Ooh.
Or sell.
So, Tim Uren is a local playwright, comedian, artist, improviser. And he used to do an improv show called 10,000 Comic Books.
Mm-hmm. Huh.
And it was because he owned 10,000 comic books.
Fuck.
And he,
I see where the name comes from now.
Yeah, so he was trying to... He was like, I have to get rid of a bunch of... That's too many comic books,
mm-hmm,
right?
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. At least 1,000 too many.
Yeah.
999.
What he did for this show was he would have a fucking sleeve of comic books.
Jesus.
He would ask an audience member for a number. He would get to that number. Like, and he always had it, like, you know, like sure, 300 to 350 or whatever, right?
Yeah.
He would pull that one out and be like, oh, this comic book. Here's what happens in this comic book. This is why I own it. This is what's important. Here's the artist. Here's something neat about the artist. He would monologue about that specific issue.
Mm-hmm. Jesus.
For like 5 fucking minutes.
Yeah.
He would give that comic book to the audience member.
Oh.
And then he would go do an improv show surrounding the ideas and concepts that came up from his monologue about that specific issue.
Hmm.
You could not out nerd this man.
No, not on comic books. You couldn't.
No.
Fuck.
So anyway, I believe that falls under bequeath. Perhaps.
Yeah, that definitely falls under bequeath. Yes.
Yeah.
But that would be my preferred way to get rid of comic
books. If you're gonna bequeath, that is the way to do it.
That is the way to do it.
Yeah.
I
had a collection of die-cast cars, which is... They're not comic books. I know.
It counts.
Yeah, comic books. Well, very, very poor performers on the Hot Wheels track. So, I...
Just depends on how you origami them.
Ended up giving those to my nephew for a Christmas.
Mm-hmm.
And he loved the absolute shit out of them. I do not know what's happened to them. Maybe he still has them. Maybe they're going to someone. I don't know.
Maybe they have had fireworks strapped to them and
that's
they no longer
also
exist.
Also entirely possible.
Yep. I was a kid once.
So when it comes to comic books, I know that I have magazines and comic books that I would love to think will get passed to someone.
Mm-hmm.
I think that my nephew is as close a recipient as I will ever have. And I've done some thinking about stuff like this. Like, I love to collect programs and tickets from shows that I see.
Mm-hmm.
No one's going to go through those.
Nobody wants those, yeah.
Yeah. No. Those are just for me. Yeah. No one's ever going to buy those.
No, goodness. No.
But when it comes to something like comic books, you know, maybe it'll have a little bit of value. I think that I would rather give it to someone and let them decide, because maybe it will have an emotional connection for them. Maybe it will mean something to them to read stories that were important to me. Maybe it won't, and maybe they'll get $5 for the whole box of it. Maybe they'll get $5,000 for the whole box of it. Whatever it is that they get out of it, I would much rather let them choose.
Yep.
So I think I'm gonna say bequeath.
Honestly, Jess already has a bunch of my own comic books. Well, there you go. So there we go.
I think I was gonna kind of go in a similar route for some of that, in that if you do bequeath them, they might not want all of them.
Yeah.
They can sell them at that point, but they
absolutely
might want some of them.
Yeah. Right. Yeah.
Again, I don't have comic books, but what I do have is I have every Calvin and Hobbes collection that was ever made.
So good.
With the exception of the leather-bound set of 3 books.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Which I have coveted for years, but is like $150.
Sure.
And I desperately want them, but that is not,
that's a bit much.
It is something that now that I'm older and actually have money that isn't going to, you know, ramen to eat.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Maybe today. Mm-hmm. Maybe now that's in the cards for me. But in the past, it has not been in the cards. But beyond sure. that, I own every Calvin and Hobbes collection. Mm-hmm. Mm. My daughter has recently pulled them off the shelf and gone, what is this?
Oh.
And has started reading them and has just saw one and started to go through it and then immediately devoured the whole fucking stack.
Mm-hmm. I owe a decent portion of my vocabulary to Calvin and Hobbes.
Oh, me too. Yeah. Oh, so much.
But that's got to be such a parental, like,
is.
Pride kind of feeling. Like, and, there's more to it, but...
But that is definitely, like, oh, fuck yeah, she's getting these comic books when I go.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
These, absolutely.
Fuck you, Asher. She's my favorite now.
No, she found these and didn't just go, oh, this is kind of amusing. She fucking devoured them.
Mm-hmm.
Like multiple books worth,
yeah.
And went through them, and obviously had some questions on some of them because it's Calvin.
I wonder why the stories of a young, severely imaginative storytelling child would connect
right.
with.
Almost
interesting,
similar to why I connected with Calvin and all those years ago. But
strange.
But yeah, it was those like that is I fuck no, am I gonna give those away? I would never sell those books to anyone. I would never. I like those books would go to someone who I can look in the eye and go, these are for you, because I know that you will like these.
Yeah,
that is. Why I think bequeath is absolutely the right answer to this.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I already bequeathed.
You bequoth?
I bequoth.
You bequothed.
Bequothed.
They have been bequested.
They've been bequoth.
Are you being accurate? James.
No. I kind of, but no.
We don't do that around here.
No. Now round here.
Yeah. Yeah. Round here. Mm. It looks like round we got here. Ourselves a reader.
Let's obliterate these literati. Hey, that was a little too smart. Oh, no.
All right. Question number one. Marvel or DC. Which publisher has your favorite character?
Favorite character.
Yeah, it's Marvel.
Storm. Storm is my favorite. Mm. Storm always has been my favorite.
Gambit and Nightcrawler.
It's Gambit.
Yeah.
I So I was right when I said X-Men.
Yeah. Yeah. No, absolutely. Gambit's always been. I want I want a good Gambit in a movie. That's what I want.
I might.
That's fair.
I might have to say Batman.
Batman's a solid one. Don't get me wrong.
I'm Batman.
But
stay out of Gotham.
Yeah. Question number two, new or ultimate. Which alternative Marvel universe had the better premise?
Okay.
New universe, which created an entirely new grounded in reality universe of stories disconnected from the main Marvel 616, mm-hmm. or the ultimate universe, which created a new grounded in reality copy of the Marvel 616 to give readers a jumping on point without all the continuity of the previous 40 years.
Yeah.
Exactly what I said.
Okay,
it is actually exactly what you said.
Ultimate for me.
Yeah.
Then I'll have to say ultimate.
I would also because that was also have to go to ultimate.
That was when I was growing up. So those were the ones that I read too. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
All right. Mm. Question three: Vertigo or Epic? Which mature imprint are you more familiar with?
Vertigo. Yeah. We couldn't even there name it Epic. Yeah. Vertigo. So,
yep. Vertigo, yep. Home of Sandman.
Yep.
Or shit, Epic, yes. Which had edgier stories of Marvel 616 characters as well as wholly original stories.
Yeah.
But yeah, no, Sandman. Seriously.
Sandman.
All right. Question four: Collecting or organizing? Which do you find more pleasurable? Finding articles you like to collect in the wild, or taking them home and making them fit amongst what you already have?
Finding articles in the wild is really satisfying. Finding things...
I mean, it fulfills that thrifting thing. It does fulfill that treasure hunt
mm-hmm.
Kind of...
It does, but... It, finding something that fits what you already have is even rarer.
Yeah.
I am in the process of building some boards that will organize all of my controllers onto my walls.
Nice.
And I think that's going to be hot as fuck. Shit. That's a really hard choice. That's a good question. Fuck.
Yeah, again, organizing for me is real easy.
I'll go organizing. I
mean, no, I'm absolutely down for that feeling of finding something out in the wild, but organizing. Mm-hmm, did anyone have any doubts?
It's that OCD, ADHD thing that, like, everything needs to go where it's supposed to go.
Every little thing must have its place. The finding out that I could fit a bunch of game systems and a very small television into a 1x4 Kallax, it's real good.
That's pretty sweet. That is
so really good.
Nice. All right. Question number 5, bequeath or sell. Which do you find easier to do? When you are done with a thing and want to get rid of it.
Bequeath.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Straight up.
Absolutely. Yeah.
Selling is such a hassle anyway.
Right.
Might as well give it to someone who's going to appreciate it, as you two mentioned.
Mm. So
there are a lot of things I still own that I only still own because it's too much of a hassle to sell, and I have no one to bequeath it to. So yeah, bequeath, definitely. What do I do with this?
Like... It's weird because eBay still exists.
It does.
Do you know the last thing I bought off of eBay?
Mm.
A car part. Huh. A used car part. There was...
Makes sense.
Astute listeners may remember when my side mirror got bashed in.
Yeah.
I talked to auto place and they were like, yeah, it might cost like up to $800 to replace. Jesus Christ. And I was like, fuck you.
Yeah.
So I looked up how to do it on for my make, model, and everything, and YouTube. Oh my God, so glorious! I was like, oh, that looks easier than replacing a hard drive. I can do that.
There you go.
And it is like it's got the little power wire clip thing and everything. I was like,
it has gotten a
bitch.
A bunch
I don't have
easier.
To move shit out of the way. Fuck yeah, I'm in. So yeah, I went to order the part and like I looked up on eBay, there was a dude that had gotten a car make, model, and color.
Boom.
It looks so nice too.
Yeah, make, model, year, and color. And I was like, that's exactly the part
that's
I need.
It. Yeah.
So for $90,
boom,
this dude shipped me a mirror and I fixed it my goddamn self.
Yeah.
I don't think I've bought a thing. On eBay, like just a shopping around kind of thing on eBay. It's always been, for the past couple of years, something specific.
Like 15 years ago, I definitely played with eBay quite a bit. I bought stuff, I sold stuff, and things like that. And then eBay just kind of went away.
For a little while, they were the major shopping marketplace. And then Amazon.
I feel like Amazon.
And then the second thing that happened was Facebook Marketplace and Craigslist.
Well, I'm also going to say Etsy.
Oh, shit.
Because there were a lot of things that you could get on eBay.
True.
That
makes
sense.
That were homemade, craft, special,
the market
customized,
got saturated,
whatever. So it just basically got broken in a few different areas.
So I work...
I don't believe you.
I work at a commerce company.
Boom.
Okay.
The word commerce is in the name of the company.
Okay.
Sure.
Like, that is what we do.
Okay.
And one of my bosses recently posted in our Slack channel a poll of which social media platforms have we recently shopped with. Like Facebook, TikTok, you know, Etsy.
Sure.
Instagram, whatever. And on my whole team, who work at a company with commerce in the name.
Right.
Like all of, like two people. The rest of us were like, no.
Yeah.
No, we're not. What? Some of us, like me included, was just like, You can buy shit on Instagram?
Yeah, I didn't know that.
Yeah, yeah.
I knew about Facebook.
Mm-hmm.
And in fact, I think the last thing I did purchase online was through Facebook.
Yeah, I didn't. I thought these were social media, not like shopping places.
They're social platforms, I guess is a better way to look at it.
But anyway,
right?
I just found it very amusing. And my boss was really taken aback. He was so surprised because he was just like, this is just the thing that everybody does. And like my whole team was like, uh-uh.
Nope. I think most recently I bought a controller off of Facebook Marketplace. I'll occasionally shop Facebook Marketplace, but I got to say that's kind of the only thing I do with Facebook anymore.
I think Facebook Marketplace, I just weird random shit will come up based on things that I've looked for or whatever.
Yeah.
The most recent one was a weird fandom pillow I got that looks creepy as fuck, but it was like...
It does.
Used for $5, and I was like, I'm going to need you.
The search algorithm on Facebook Marketplace sucks anus.
It does.
It absolutely does.
Yeah. No, it's fucking terrible.
If I'm looking for something, I'll go to Craigslist.
Yeah.
Because I'll get what I'm
actually
looking for.
I did not realize that Craigslist was still...
Yeah.
Like, it exists.
It does still exist.
I've gotten...
It's actually where I found my rental.
Ooh.
No.
Yeah, no. Like, when we were selling our old camper and buying a new one, it was on Craigslist. Because we looked at Facebook and we tried on Facebook, and then we realized that... You can't find shit on Facebook.
Yeah, no.
You type in a search parameter and you get...
You get garbage results.
Yeah, you type in, like, camper and you get hits for dollhouses.
Sweatshirts.
And you're like, what is this? Yeah. Why are you...
Yep.
It's shit.
Yep. Yeah, it is not good.
It is not good.
So. But I did just buy a tape player off of there and a controller and one or two other things.
The weird thing is he searched for, like, you know, Funko Pops. And that's what he got, a CD player or a cassette player. So
I wouldn't be surprised. Actually. I don't Facebook for specific things.
Mm-hmm.
I Facebook for generalized random secondhand things.
You window shop.
Yeah. Do a little window shop, and mostly Facebook Marketplace will just give me suggestions of things I think I might want, and sometimes I do.
Huh.
Sometimes it'll give me a suggestion of a thing I was like, you know what? I wonder what Facebook Marketplace actually has for this, and like put in the search parameters and get... Mm-hmm. Some things that actually fall under that, and some
70
things
that make no sense, and then 3 things that are actually relevant.
Right. Mm-hmm. It's usually more of a 40-60, but it's still not as accurate as
I'm being facetious.
What?
I know.
But yeah, for me, it's just more like garage sailing.
Mm.
You don't Facebook Marketplace for specific things.
When I see a garage sale, that makes a lot of sense.
It does, actually.
When I see a garage sale, I'll go check it out. I almost never shop online without having a clear intent.
Me too.
Mm.
If I'm going only to shop, ever search for something,
I am looking for a specific thing.
Yep.
Oh no, not me.
Mm-hmm.
Like my searches were real specific, like replacement controller board for the right hand Joy-Con Nintendo Switch.
Yeah. See, I'd go to Newegg for that.
Huh.
Hmm.
I think you and I have had different Newegg experiences.
We had very different Newegg experiences.
But like
have you,
me,
have
I'd
you
be
had
like,
a not good experience?
I had a really shitty Newegg experience.
Yeah, he talked about it on a podcast.
Oh, did I miss?
It was a while back.
Because Newegg has never steered me wrong.
They ended up refunding me more than $1,000.
Oh, goodness. Well, yes. I mean, they refunded you, so.
Yes, after some doing.
I believe. Yeah,
yeah.
Sure.
No,
yeah.
It was a story that I was like, no, if I had had that experience, I wouldn't want to shop with them either.
And I have forgotten it, and I apologize. But yeah, no, Newegg has always done
that. But yeah, for me,
I'm glad
like, that's
that other people have not had that experience.
Yeah. I do not, like, again, like you said, if I'm looking for something, if I'm shopping online, I am shopping for a very specific thing. This is the thing I want. I am going to find that thing.
Mm-hmm.
If I don't know exactly what it is, but I still know what I'm looking for. I'm looking for a present for this person, and therefore I'm looking for something that is an owl.
Right.
That is what I'm looking for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And going to like the grocery store or something like that, I fucking hate. I want to get in. I want to buy the one thing that I'm there for, and I want to walk out the door.
That's where I window shop.
That having been said, if my wife goes to a antique or thrift shop without me, I am hurt.
That's grounds for divorce.
That is painful. And she was like, "You went without me to." Or if there's a garage sale and she doesn't tell me about it, and she went, "Oh, that's a murder." Like garage sales and antique shops, that's where I do my shopping.
Last time we were in Duluth, was it you or your wife that we had when we ended up at the? I want to say it was your wife. Had a show, I think.
I think the last time around was my wife. Because it was me the first time, it was her last time.
Okay.
This year, we're both going to be there.
Hell yeah.
But no, last time, we decided to hit up the Duluth Convention Center.
God damn.
Had an actual, like, basically community rummage sale, like
flea market thing. Yeah.
Holy fuck.
And I think I remember, like, I think your wife was like, "Oh shit, is this cheating? This might be cheating." I couldn't remember which one of you it was though, because I feel like you'd both have the same reaction. Like,
yeah,
is this gonna
be? They did not get married by accident.
No.
Yeah.
Anyway, if you would like to send in a I'm pretty sure we're done. Did I go through? I went through all of them.
All right,
I'm just making sure. We've been chatting for a while. Be still my beating heart. Yes, bequeath yourself with us. Okay, yeah. If you would like to send in a Fast Five, and of course you do, just look at the fertile ground that we got out of this one, then go to aonpodcast.com, click on Submit a Fast Five, and fill out the form. It's really easier than you're making it out to be. Does anybody have any shout-outs?
I do, in fact. A friend of mine, Garrick, had Jax and myself over to watch films of his and my childhood. We watched Empire Records and Can't Hardly Wait. And some aspects of those films have not aged well, but they definitely are classics in a way. And it was a wild time. It was very fun. It was extraordinary, and I'll gladly do that again. So,
I want to give a shout-out to the local Irish folk scene. Jesus Christ, we are so lucky in the Twin Cities area to have as many people, as many good people.
Yeah.
Like, we have a large Irish folk community, but it's also strong as hell.
Mm-hmm.
So many amazing bands played over the weekend. All of the bands made me feel welcome, except for Northerly Gales, who I didn't know and I didn't get to interact with, but, you know, whatever. They were great. I just didn't actually get to talk to them. So,
bunch of professional assholes.
But did the music welcome you
it
in?
It did, well, there actually. You go. And they did smile at me as I was clapping along and nobody else was.
Well, there you go.
Bonus points there. But no, the local scene is just absolutely fantastic. And all the people are welcoming. And they're so fucking talented. I heard Danny Boy over the course of this weekend, I want to say about 6 or 7 times. And each Danny Boy was its own thing.
Yeah.
And each one was incredible.
Mm-hmm.
Like, they were all very distinct, but still very well done. And I was just like, God damn, to have the same song played all of these different ways and still have each one of them moving in slightly different ways. Jesus Christ, are we lucky.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So my shout out is to the local scene. Keep being awesome and congratulations on surviving the weekend.
All right. I'm going to give my shout out to the previous week. It starts on the 10th and it goes to the 17th because you've got Mario Day on the 10th.
Yeah. Oh,
yeah. And you've got Pi Day in the middle. Yeah. And you've got St. Patrick's Day at the end.
God damn.
And it's all.
And you forgot the Ides.
Huh?
The Ides of March.
Ides of March is in there too.
Jesus Christ!
Yeah, I know. So, you play some Mario on the 10th. You have some Caesar salad on the 15th. You have some pie on the 14th, and you have some Guinness on the 17th. It's a week of amazing.
Yeah.
Beware the pies of March.
And now that my son is old enough to be able to get into Mario, being able to sit down and play Mario with him on Mario Day is just the best. Yeah. So, yeah, no, the week of nerdery, or whatever, it needs a name. It needs a good name. Somebody, dear listener, come up with a good name for the week of Mario Day, Pi Day, Ides, and St. Patrick's Day. That whole week.
I feel like there are two other things in there, too.
It's got to be, yeah. Come up with a name for that. Somebody give it a good snappy something.
Mm-hmm.
It's my Christmas is what it is.
Well, Merry Christmas.
No, but whatever it is that they're going to call it.
Mario.
It's Christmas week. Salsa, they've named Brothers. It Christmas week.
It's Christmas week. It's Christmas in heaven.
Da, 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 da,
does anybody have anything to plug?
I do not.
End of this month.
Oh.
Ville 10 Amateur Show.
Oh, my God.
I believe we have, last I checked, something fewer than 10 tickets remaining.
Jesus.
So...
not surprised.
If you want to see a bunch of real fucking talented people throw themselves at a wall, and some of them will only do it once...
Mm-hmm.
Some of them will stick?
Yes.
Oh, God.
And that's what happened to me.
Have you met some of the vilifiers?
Ugh.
As long as their legs are open, they'll stick to a lot of things.
Oh, you can take the girl out of Ville.
But you can't take the Ville out of the guy.
Nope.
Mm-hmm. That's because it's pointy.
What? No, don't explain that.
He had his one.
Okay.
He had
his half.
Does anybody have any final thoughts?
Bye, I love you, bye.
In that case, thank you so very much to everybody who listens to this podcast. Thank you so very much to 775 for sending in that fast five. Hey, if you want us to name drop you, you know what to do. On behalf of my... drink. On behalf of myself and James and Jenna, eat the fucking cake.
I want to blame you, and normally I do blame you, but I...
Just go ahead.
I'm pretty sure this is actually my fault.
Oh, shit.
We've got it on tape.
Oh!